to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. Here are your hosts, Robert Gold and Andrew Brown.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. This week, I can see Sissiboo Falls, Nova Scotia. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto.
And I'm Andrew Brown, and I actually see it by taking a look out to the west. And I'm President of Right on the Money.
And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, Andrew, somebody really interesting is with us, Alex Sava. He's the co-founder of PharmaFreaks Sciences, Inc., PharmaFreak.com. Alex, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Andrew, what's really interesting is you and I talk a lot about R&D, research and development. I can't wait to find out what Alex has in his pocket, because PharmaFreak is the industry leader in a unique field, the sports supplement field.
It's a very specialized niche within a very competitive space. So I'm curious to see what Alex can bring to the table for
us. And being an industry leader, I know he's got a great story to tell. So Alex, let's step back a bit. It's PharmaFreak.com. Interesting website, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first and the venture itself?
Sure. I started back in the day training hard for different sports, soccer, martial arts. That actually led me into bodybuilding, and I competed in my first competition as a junior, and I won. From that point forward, I was hooked. I was training clients whenever I could get the chance. Of course, I was doing my own training and competing while I was attending the University of Toronto. At the University of Toronto, I got my degree in physical and health education. I continued to train clients, and in 2004, I actually opened up my own exclusive fitness studio called Circuit Fit. From that point, I was writing for different magazines, heavily involved in the industry, again, training, competing, taking supplements myself. It was a natural progression for me when I teamed up with one of the top formulators in the industry, Don Govro, who's the co-founder of PharmaFreak, and we launched PharmaFreak in January 2009. Basically, we live and breathe what we do.
So, Alex, tell us, because all business revolves around being able to identify a gap, a need, something that's missing that you can then go in and fill really well. What was the gap?
The gap for us was very clear. We were using supplements, but we weren't satisfied with the supplements that we were using. We would always talk about it, and one day we decided we wanted to do something about it. So we weren't satisfied with the potency of the supplements. That was the big gap. Supplements that were overhyped and overmarketed, but weren't delivering in terms of the potency. That's when we decided to create the strongest possible supplements with cutting-edge ingredients, and PharmaFreak was born.
Well, let's talk about the R&D that went into that, because you can't just go home, take a bunch of products out of your kitchen and your bathroom shelves and mix them up together and say, here, we've got a supplement. It actually takes some real depth and breadth. How did you approach this?
We spent about 2 years researching top ingredients, working with other people in the pharmaceutical and supplement industry. As I said, the co-founder, Don Govro, he's one of the top formulators in the industry and has been doing it for over 10 years now. And we just looked at what are the studies showing? What are the top cutting-edge ingredients? What are the right dosages? There's a lot of supplements out there that do use cutting-edge ingredients because they're popular, but they don't put in the right dosages. So it's about getting the right dosages, the cutting-edge ingredients, and making sure that they're absorbed properly by the body so they can have that effect. When we launched our first product, Ripped Freak, which is a hybrid fat burner, we were able to deliver a very potent, now it's known as the strongest fat burner on the market, but a very potent fat-burning formula that your body actually absorbed very well, and it had the effect. It wasn't just hype. That's how it all began, and that's how PharmaFreak was born.
So, Andrew, let's get Alex into the business end of this.
The path that you took is very common, but did you have a business first and then the product, or did you have a product that you were working on and then that launched the business?
We had a product that we were working on, which was Ripped Freak, our hybrid fat burner. And then we decided we have something here. We tested it on ourselves. We went through everything, the branding, the packaging, the formulation. We went through all the steps and we said, okay, check, check, check. We have something here. Let's make this a business. And that's how it was born.
Well, now you talk about the branding and the packaging. To me, this is where you start to communicate your message with focus groups in the outside world. Is that how you approved the design and the marketing materials that you brought to market? Did you use focus groups?
We used our own focus group. And what I mean by that is this is, as you've touched on before, this is a very niche market. And so we just can't go to any company, any focus group and ask them for their input because that is not our target market. We are the target market. Our group of friends and athletes that we work with and train are the target market. Those are the people that make up the focus group that we use before we launch any product.
Well, Andrew, that's very much what they've known to be doing at Apple for years. They create the products that they themselves want to use.
Exactly. And it works if you're really connected to the target market. Of course, products change. You have to do product enhancements. The demographic changes. So I'm curious. So you developed an initial product. In order for it to be a business, it has to be more than just a product. So tell us a bit about that vision for growth that you have and how you've grown it.
Initially, we just wanted to make the strongest fat burner possible, and it was for ourselves. We made this product, Ripped Freak, for ourselves because we weren't satisfied with the other fat burners on the market. From that point forward, we started to think about other products that we want to use but didn't exist. Then we started to create our second product, which is Test Freak, a natural testosterone booster. Again, we created this product for ourselves. It's very important to note that we use every product that we make, and we actually create these products for ourselves first. And what I mean by that is when the first batch is ready, we are the ones that are waiting for it and are jacked about it and excited about it. We can't wait to get our hands on it because we're using it. And because we are the target market, we know if we're that excited about a product that's coming out, we know that our consumers will also be that excited.
So I'm curious as to we start to build the business, and I'm curious about the internal factors that you use and the metrics as you use. There's got to be something besides revenue and growth curves that allow you to decide that, yes, we're onto something. We can measure the success. How do you assess the success of your products?
First, we look at our key partners, our distributors, and our retailers in each territory. PharmaFreak right now has grown to a product line of over 15 SKUs in over 40 countries worldwide. We look at the specific territory. We look at our sales figures and our profitability in each territory, in each distributor and retailer, and we assess from there. If there's something that's not quite right, if there's a territory or a distributor that's not performing, we ask ourselves why. We do a pretty in-depth look at to what those factors are so we can address them.
I find this pretty interesting that you may, in fact, have varying sales around the world. So in your unique and niche field, sports supplements, what are the hot global markets for you and what are the weaker markets?
Right now, obviously, North America is our top territory market. From there, Europe is a huge market for us, Europe as a whole. Also in Australia and New Zealand, very strong there. South Korea, Indonesia, these are also very big markets for us. What we try and do is put out the best formulas, branding, marketing in North America. And from there, we let the distributors and partners internationally come to us. We don't actively seek out our international partners.
You sound like one of these little-known Canadian export success stories. Because quite frankly, until we started researching your story, I'm not familiar with this industry or this market. I hadn't really heard of your product. And yet now we're hearing you're global in nature. Have you received any government support or government funding to attack these export markets?
No, we have not. It's very interesting. When we built our company, we built it with no money. We basically took any credit that we had. We even used visas. And we just believed in it so much that we just put everything into it. And because we didn't have a lot of money when we started, we didn't have that big ad budget that our competitors had. So we went grassroots with this. We hit every bodybuilding and fitness event that we could go to. We were physically there. We were at expos. We were meeting and greeting people, spreading the word about why our brand, why our products are different and better than everything else out there and why they should try our brand.
You've talked about brand, and there are a number of different ways to measure brand other than just sales. For example, recognition within a particular market, penetration and perception, how people actually feel and think about your product brand. So have you been using those measures?
Yes, we have, actually. There's a number of awards in our industry from Canada and internationally as well that recognize different brands for achievement. We've actually won Brand of the Year and Fat Burner of the Year and other awards for our products in Canada and also throughout Europe and other markets in the world. So we pay very close attention to, first of all, are we getting recognized for our brand, for our products by the consumers, but also by these different organizations, which basically puts you up against all the top brands in your industry.
So Alex, I want to bring it down to the advice that you would like to share. You've launched a highly successful product globally in a niche industry. So what are the three lessons that you would share with any other entrepreneur looking to launch a niche product in their industry?
I think the first thing is follow your passion, pursue your passion. If it's something that you're just going after because you feel that it could be a lucrative venture, I don't recommend it. I think it's something that you have to live and breathe, and I think that will always lead to a successful venture. The next thing that I think is really important is to stick to what you do best and actually have some experience within that industry. Myself and my business partner have worked in the industry, in every part of the industry, over the last 10 years. We really know the industry inside and out, and I think that really gave us perspective and understanding of not just our target market, but the industry in which we launch our business. The last point that I think is really important is to never settle. Just because you made a success the first year doesn't mean that you can just sit back and do the same old, and expect the same type of growth or recognition the second and third year. I think one of the key things for us to continue to be successful and continue to grow is the fact that we are never satisfied, and we're always trying to outdo what we did last. I think that's very important.
And I think that's a great final comment. Outdo what you did last. Alex Sava, co-founder of Pharma Freak Sciences, Inc., pharmafreak.com. Alex, thanks for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Bennett Gold, LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. For advice on taking your business global, please reach out to me, robert@businesscast.ca.
And I'm Andrew Brown, president of Right on the Money, and you can reach me at andrew@businesscast.ca.
And you can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. Andrew, I'll see you next time, live and in the morning.